感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
弟兄姐妹都能够在这里继续敬拜神。
That our brothers and sisters can gather here to worship God.
今天小弟想用再造青年作为题目，一起来跟你。
This evening, I'd like to share with you the topic, Reprogram Our Youths.
来看哥林多后书三章三节。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3.
哥林多后书三章三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse
3。你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。真提到我们的弟兄姐妹、亲人朋友，都是神的一封信。
Our brothers and sisters, including the youth, are a letter from Christ.
是借着使徒们、借着教会的长子、传道弟兄姐妹们所写成的。
We are written by the apostles, the ministers in the church, as well as other members.
他说不是用任何的言语所写的，乃是用神的灵来写的。
It is not written with ink, but with the Spirit of God.
所以人家看到你这一封信，就如同看到基督耶稣一样。
So when people see this letter, they are seeing Christ.
我们从小到大就好像是一张白纸。
In our process of growing up, we are like a piece of blank paper.
环境，我们的教会的工人，神的灵，陆陆续续的在我们这张白纸上面写各种不同的密码。
Our circumstances and environment, our ministers in the church, as well as God's Spirit Himself, work different codes into us.
成就成为我们今天这样的所展现出来的一个人啊。
And it is through such process that we become who we are.
因为我是以前是写程式的。
I used to be a programmer.
所以我把这一封信呢，把它改成你们是我们大家都是一个 program， 是神。从小帮我们写到现在。
So I look at this as if we are programs written by God.
那你看这个一个 program 写起来之后呢，那真正在用的时候，我们就会知道有时候会有 bug， 有时候会有一些虫啊。
Sometimes when you begin to use the program, you detect bugs in the program.
那我们的青年在这个时代里面到底有没有 bug？ 到底有没有？不太适合神性或者是神所要求的地方呢？
Are there any quote-unquote bugs in the youth today? Anything about them that is not pleasing to God?
小弟在这次 NYTS 的报名有一点感受。
When I consider the registration process of this seminar, I had this feeling.
我们大概有七八十位同龄报名。
About 80 people have signed up.
我再仔细分析啊，其中很多都是要念大学的新生。
And when I look at the list carefully, I notice that many of them are entering into college.
很多去年的二年级的学生，去年的一年级的学生，今年通通没有来。
Many of the freshmen and sophomores who attended last year's seminar are not here this time.
到底发生了什么问题呢
？What went wrong？
很多人他们拿 summer school 有学习的功课。
Many students take summer schools。
很多人真的很忙。
Many people are busy with other things。
但是再仔细的把这个问题挖掘下去。
But if we go deeper in analyzing the problem，
一个学期如果毕业是128个学分，120个学分。
Suppose it takes 120 or 128 units to graduate.
我们难道真的需要拿 summer school 才有办法毕业吗？
Does everyone really need summer school credits to graduate?
我们难道真的需要在三年之内就赶快把它读完吗？
Or are people trying to finish school in 3 years?
那么真正的问题，我们再看下去，很多教会啊，你仔细看啊，青年晚间都没有在聚会。
And when we look at the local churches, we notice that many of the young people in church do not attend evening services.
这个再追究下去，是在跟这个时代有很大的关系。
And if we go even deeper, we understand that it has to do with our contemporary society.
我们必须承认，我们是待在索多玛跟俄摩拉的城市。
We must admit that we are staying in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah.
如果尤其是我们 Berkeley 60年代，那真的是很 liberal、很自由的一个地方啊。
The Berkeley campus was a very liberal place, especially back in the 60s.
我们在看 San Francisco, 三藩市的这个同性恋的 parade, 你看了都会害怕。
When you look at the parade of the gays and lesbians in San Francisco, you would be frightened.
我们都好像罗德一样，居住在一个罪恶的城。
Like Lot, we are living in a sinful city.
我们每个人都有一颗义心啊，天天为罪伤痛。
We all have a righteous heart and grieve over the sins of the.
但是我们发觉到，我们没有能力来改变我们下一代的信仰，就如同罗德一样。
But at the same time, we feel powerless to change the or uplift the faith of our next generation, like Lot.
因为我们的价值跟这个世界已经太相像了。
Because our values have become so similar to the values of this world.
那么如果有这样的一种价值，如何指导我们青年有正确的奔跑方向呢？
If we ourselves hold such values, how can we redirect our youth?
他们奔跑方向模糊，以至于神就成为他们生命当中次等地位的人了，的神了。
Many of the youths run aimlessly in life, and therefore God becomes second place in their hearts.
不相信你去听听看妈妈怎么勉励小孩子的。
You can try asking the mothers how they encourage their children.
妈妈这么说，哦，孩子啊，你要努力啊，将来像 Bill Gates 一样，哦，或者是啊，将来能够像泰格伍德也不错。
They would tell their children to work hard so that one day they may become Bill Gates or Tiger Woods.
啊，如果在音乐上面呢，像马友友也可以。
Or like Ma Youyou in music.
我们常常以社会上一些知名的成功的人物做我们孩子学习的榜样。
We use those who are successful in life to be the role models for our children.
我们没有一个父母亲，很少有父母亲说，你要以耶稣基督为你生命当中，以为神施苦为你生命当中的一种目标啊。
Very few parents nowadays tell their children to aim to suffer like Christ.
所以问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem?
真正我们检讨自己的信仰。
When we examine our own faith.
我们会知道，我们真的只有信仰的表面，没有信仰的实质。
We see that we only have the superficial aspect of faith without the substance.
我们很多信徒真的是嘴唇敬拜神，心远离神。
Many of our believers worship God with their lips, but their hearts are far from God.
我们的生活信仰在我们生活上只是一种点缀，并不是我们的实质。
Faith has become a decoration in our life rather than its substance.
我们的信仰好像冬初春的一场薄雪，一下子就融化了。
We are like a thin layer of snow that quickly disappears.
没有根的信仰就变成心灵的游牧民族。
A faith without root will become like the wandering of a nomad.
这样子，他们如何会想说来追求属灵的深处呢？
How can youth with such faith seek to further their spirituality?
所以，如果我们再有一次的机会来 reprogram， 再一次的来改造我们的心灵。
So if we have a chance to reprogram our youth,
我们会怎么做呢？
What should we do?
小丽想，我们应该用摩西当模式，在教育上面让他们来学习摩西的模式。
I believe that we can teach them about the model of Moses in their education.
如果这个 subroutine 是 education 的话，如果这个这方面的这个教育有关教育方面的话，我觉得摩西是一个非常好的效法榜样。
We take education as a subroutine in the programming, Moses could be a good example.
摩西学会了埃及人一切的学问。
Moses acquired all the knowledge of Egypt.
说话行事都大有才能。
He was powerful in speech and action.
其实人世间别人最夺不走的就是我们的学问。
In fact, one thing that people cannot take away from us is our knowledge.
你的股票可能会下跌。
Your stock may drop.
你的房价可能会下跌。
Your properties may drop.
你可能会破产。
You may go bankrupt.
但是没有一个人可以夺走你的知识。
But no one can rob you of your knowledge.
在夏威夷，我跟那边的小朋友做一个故事。
I told this story to the brothers, the little children in Hawaii.
我说，在一条船上面呢，一个拉比跟一个船主跟一个财主在说话。
There was three men on the boat. One was a rabbi, another was the captain.
另外一个是财主
and the rich man.
他们财主就说，哎呀，我多么有富有呢，在我的故乡里面我有好多的财产。
The rich man said, I'm very wealthy, I have many possessions in my hometown.
船主说，看我这艘船是何等的现代化，我也是相当富有啊。
The captain says, my ship is very modernized, I'm very wealthy too.
拉比说，我满腹的知识，我也觉得我很富有。
The rabbi said, I'm full of knowledge, I'm also very wealthy.
结果这条船撞触礁了、啊、快要沉船了。
Then the ship wrecked and was about to sink.
他们都被漂流到一个 荒岛上面去了。
And they found themselves on a deserted island.
他们没有办法再回到文明的世界里面来。
They could no longer return to the civilized
world. 你发觉到这时候最富有的还是这位拉比。
And it turned out that the rabbi was the richest of them all.
因为他可以用他的知识继续在这个土著的地方教育那里的人以此来谋生啊。
Because he could use his knowledge to teach the natives and thereby acquire a living.
所以知识就是力量，我们弟兄姐妹要在这个世界上学习最好的知识。
Knowledge is power, therefore we need to acquire the best knowledge in this world.
然而摩西所学习的难道只是才艺上的教育而已吗？
But did Moses only acquire professional
我们觉得摩西教育最成功的地方是他的信仰方面的教育。
The greatest success, greatest education that Moses received was the education of faith.
我们可以说他是喝着纯正的神的信仰奶水长大的。
He drank the spiritual milk, the pure spiritual milk of God.
我们来看出埃及记二章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
出埃及记二章第九节。
Exodus chapter 2 verse 9.
法老的女儿对他说：“你把这孩子抱去，喂我奶他，我必给你工价。”妇人就抱了孩子去奶他。第十节。
10.
孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子，给他起名叫摩西，意思说因我把他从水里拉出来。摩西从小在妈妈旁边接受着最纯正的宗教教育。
Moses was with his mother from childhood, and he received the best education and faith.
这个宗教教育成功到让他自己没有忘了我是谁啊。
The religious education was so successful that he never forgot who he was.
所以今天如果我们有再有机会来 program 我们的孩子的心灵。
So if we ever have a chance to reprogram our youth,
我们真的要让他认清楚自己到底是谁。
We should let them know who they are.
不要因为我在世上的才能很高就忘了我是谁。
They should not forget their identity just because they have much professional knowledge.
让他知道自己是谁，他就能够做正确的选择，他就不愿意选择法老王宫的啊那种荣华富贵，他宁愿选择为神来受苦，他看这个更为宝贵。
If they truly know who they are, they would not choose the pleasures in Pharaoh's palace, but rather they would choose to suffer for God.
请问我们忘了我们是谁吗？
Have we forgotten who we are?
我们是不是曾经记得我们还是神所喜爱的选民？
Do we ever recall that we are God's beloved children?
摩西的名字常常提醒摩西，我是从水里被拉出来的。
Because of his name, Moses kept reminding himself that he had been drawn out of the water.
不晓得您有没有比较好的名字。
I don't know if you have another better name.
我认识一位长老。
There's an elder.
老大叫超雄。老二叫俊佳。那时候都还没有信耶稣哦，他有他的儿子超过英雄，这个又俊美又佳美哦。
He named his sons in Chinese strong and powerful.
老三呢信耶稣了啊，开始起成家了。啊，就要跟加勒一样，信仰非常的可以非常的丰盛。
But by the time he had his third son, he was already a believer, so he named him Caleb. So he wanted him to be like Caleb in the Bible.
老四叫更新，哇、哦！从今以后呢，我生命的一切通通要跟主耶稣一样了，要更新我们的生活了。
And his fourth son was named Renewal in Chinese.
老五叫建信，哇！从今以后信仰要开始建立起来。
And the fifth son is called Rebuilding his faith.
名字提醒我们是属于神的。
So our names remind us that we are God's children.
我们真的不要忘了我们是谁。
We should not forget our identity.
有一个弟兄在社会上工作。
There's a brother who began to work.
年终的时候，老板呢请他们去庆功宴。
At the end of the year, the boss treated them to a meal.
那位弟兄从来没有到过那种场所去。
They went to a place that this brother had never been.
他一坐下来怎么奇怪，小姐都这么漂亮，穿旗袍。
And when he sat down, he saw that these Chinese women were very beautiful.
哦，不只是一个 Chinese woman 啊，哦，很多了哈。
Women.
哦，那大家都叫酒啊。
And they began to order wine.
他就想一想啊，来一杯咖啡。
So he asked for a cup of coffee.
那个小姐一直看他，你来这边喝咖啡吗？
And this woman stared at him and was wondering why he ordered coffee.
他越看越不对啊。
So he realized that he was in the wrong place.
他觉得这个地方不是属于他应该来的。
He found out that he was not supposed to be there.
他没有忘了他是谁。
So he did not forget who he was.
他找个借口就溜掉了。
He found himself an excuse and left that.
所以摩西教会的成功在哪里呢？
What was so successful about Moses?
没有错，他说话行事都带有才能。
It is true that he was powerful in action and speech.
更伟大的是他没有忘了他是谁，他以为神受苦为他的荣耀。
But more importantly, he never forgot his identity and he gloried in the sufferings of God.
如果我们可以再给我们青年 reprogram 一次。
If we can reprogram our youth.
我相信他们的生活上面我们要以约瑟来做模式来建立他们的生活。
In terms of their lifestyles, I believe they can imitate Joseph.
我们来看创世纪。
Please turn to Exodus.
49章。
Genesis, chapter 49.
创世纪四十九章
Genesis chapter 49
二十六节
Verse 26
我们请先读二十二节
Verse 22
约瑟是多结果子的枝子请跳过来读二十六节
26
你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福如勇士的山岭自己的边界这些福必降在约瑟的头上临到那与弟兄为别之人的顶上这个雅各对约瑟的祝福用一个很特殊的话语就是福气愿这个福气临到约瑟为什么呢他是一个跟弟兄完全不一样的人的身上
There's one thing unique about the blessing, and that is the blessing came upon Joseph because he was separated from his brothers.
约瑟从小就不跟哥哥一起做坏事啊。
Joseph did not follow the bad examples of his brothers.
我们来看49章的第五节。
Chapter 49, verse 5.
西缅和利未是弟兄，他们的刀剑是残忍的器具。我的灵啊，不要与他们同谋。我的心啊，不要与他们联络，因为他们趁怒杀害人命，任意砍断牛的大腿筋。他们的怒气暴烈可咒，他们的恨恶残忍可咒。我要使他们昏居在雅各家里，散居在以色列地当中。那个利未跟西门啊，犯罪都是成群结队的。
Simeon and Levi commit crimes together.
有人说要做坏事哦，一个人比较孤单的。
It is sometimes lonely to commit crime alone.
所以大家都要招朋友去犯罪。
So people like to commit sin in the large companies.
最近读了一篇报纸。
I've read a newspaper article.
有一个七岁的小朋友拿了一根虎头要去抢劫。
About a seven-year-old boy with an axe in his hand, he went and robbed.
他就到一个旅馆前面说抢劫哦，然后虎头就一直在那边砍了。
He
在旅馆前面。
And in front of a hotel, he said, "I'm going to rob this place," and started hitting the place with an axe.
那个员工跑出来看，哇，是一个小萝卜头。
And the employee of the hotel came out and saw that it was just a boy.
旁边还有两个小萝卜头。
And next to him were two other boys.
警察也，当然他们是没有办法抢劫的，当然警察也没有起诉，因为他们年纪太小了。
Of course, they could not rob the place, and they were too young to be jailed.
做错犯罪都要同伴。
But the point is that people like to commit sin in with friends.
约瑟从小在作恶的上面，他就被分别出来，他不跟着一起做坏事。
But Joseph, since his youth, separated himself from his brothers and not do evil.
有一次我到一个教会去，一个青年这样跟我说。
A youth in a church told me.
是我的好多朋友，他们通通吃药的，尤其现在药实在是太容易拿了。
Many of my friends take drugs because drugs are easy to come by.
我问他说：“那你有没有吃啊？”
I asked him, "Do you take drugs also?"
他说：“没有。”我说 ：“No, thank you. 我不做。”
And he said, "I would tell them, no, thank you."
这个就是一种分别为圣的生活。
That's the life of the sanctification.
约瑟另外分别的表现在于他对于情欲的处理相当的分别为圣。
Joseph also stood out because he was able to have control over his own desires.
我们看四十九章的第三节。
Let's read 49 verse 3.
流便啊，四十九章第三节。
49 verse 3.
流便啊，你是我的长子，是我力量强壮的时候生的，本当有大尊荣，权力操纵，但你放纵情欲，胃疼如水，必不积得所谓，因为你上领父亲的床，污秽了我的榻。约瑟跟弟兄完完全全的不一样。
Joseph was very different from his brothers.
这个 我每次想到流便呢，就想到一句英文呢 ，Good old guy 啊，就是那个 Osmobile 的广告词啊。
When I think of the story of Reuben, I'm reminded of the slogan, "Good old guy."
你们有没有听看过那个 Osmobile 广告词啊？啊 ，Good old guy 哈。
So the slogan for the commercial, Osmobile commercial.
流便做人是相当不错的。
Reuben was a pretty good man.
这个约瑟要被卖的时候，他是主张不卖的，不可以的。
He insisted that Joseph not be sold into slavery.
他们要去提粮的时候，刘便也愿意担保的。
When they went down to Egypt to get the food, Reuben was willing to put his life forward as a ransom.
但是这个 good old guy, 这个老好人。他也是失败在情欲的事情上面。
But Reuben, the good old guy, failed in regards to his desires.
你看约瑟，他宁愿坐牢都不愿意跟人家换奸淫呢。
But Joseph refused to commit adultery with his mistress, even if he had to go to jail.
你看那个约瑟的故事哦，你发觉到当他被冤枉的时候，他一句话都没有为自己辩解。
When Joseph was falsely accused, he never defended himself.
我常常想，他这么聪明，怎么会笨到把一个衣服都留给人家呢？
I often think he was so wise. Why did he leave behind his cloak?
我在想，如果一个人哦，真的在一个女人一天到晚就是要引诱你，你怎么办呢？你唯一的选择就是离开那个环境啊。
If a man is around a woman who always entices him, then his only choice is to leave her.
所以我相信那个时候，也许他说啊，算了吧，宁愿离开这个地方啊。
So Joseph was willing to leave everything behind.
我说我们的青年要注意试探的环境是很可怕的。
Our youth must realize that temptation is very terrible.
参孙就是失败在大利拉的手里。
Samson failed under the hands of Delilah.
大利拉怎么胜过参孙的呢？
How did Delilah overcome Samson?
他是一而再，再而三，锲而不舍的。意思问他说：“你怎么样子？你怎么这样子呢？你跟我说谎，怎么说你爱我呢？一直这样子 nagging 很，一直这样子的撒娇了，烦他了。”最后说，参孙就。完蛋啊，胜不了这种女人的关啊。
Because Delilah nagged him day in and day out, so Samson could not stand her anymore.
所以我说约瑟聪明，赶快跑为，赶快走为妙，不要离开，不要再待那个地方了。
But Joseph, being a wise man, fled the place.
一个男人很难胜过一天到晚这样子跟你 nagging 的环境，很难的。
It is hard for a man to overcome such nagging.
我们有三个弟兄到大陆去出差。
There are three brothers who went to mainland, went to China.
事实上是考察生意的哈。
They were there to conduct research for their business.
那其中两个弟兄是睡同一个房间。
Two brothers stay in the same room.
那个比较年纪长的弟兄呢，哇，他很好睡，一沾枕就呼呼大睡了。
The older of them was able to fall sound asleep very quickly.
那个年轻的弟兄真的睡不着。
But the younger brother could not sleep.
一下子电话就响了。
The phone rang.
请问你们要不要小姐啊？
Do you need a girl in your room?
不要不要不要，请你不要来。
He said, "No, no, please don't come."
你知道那个电话总共打几次吗
？How many times did the phone ring?
总共打了七次。
Seven times.
最后一次说啊，我们要上来了，我们就要上来了，这样子。
And the last time they said, "We're coming up now."
我们那个弟兄根本没办法睡着啊，他赶快起来把门窗检查一下有没有关好啊。
So the brother could not sleep. He got up and checked to see that whether the doors were and windows were locked.
感谢主，他们只是去出差啊。
At least they were only on a business trip.
如果住在那个环境，长久你看会怕，你看人到底有没有办法胜过呢
？If someone were to stay there for long, would he be able to resist?
所以约瑟很聪明。
Joseph was very wise.
他在情欲上面可以分别为圣。
He separated himself in terms of his desire.
这是我们应该效法的一个对象。
And He is a model for us to imitate.
因为这是我们年轻人失败最可怕的一个地方了。
This is one of the greatest dangers that face our youths.
再来，约瑟分别的地方跟他弟兄回别不一样的地方呢，是约瑟真的是吃过苦的一个人。
And Joseph was different from his brothers, also in the sense that he suffered.
我常常想，我们美国的青年问题在哪里呢？
I often wonder what is the problem with the youths in America.
我们的青年没有受过苦。
Our youths have not suffered.
因为我们的青年没有受过苦，所以他们比较不懂得追求，也比较没有办法成熟。
Without experience of suffering, they do not seek growth and maturity.
如果您曾经被人家用脚链被送到外国去，被脚链捆着被送到外国去。
You've ever been chained and sent to a foreign country.
你那时候你就会觉得说，原来家里是那么样的温暖。
You realize how warm your family is.
如果你曾经当过人家的奴隶，做过一没有一点自己的自由
，If you have been a slave without any freedom,
你才知道什么叫做顺服，什么叫做自由的可贵。
You will know what it means to submit and what is the true meaning of freedom.
一个没有吃过苦的年轻人，通常是意气风发的。
A young person who has never suffered is usually very impulsive.
一个没有受过苦的青年，通常他的傲气不会离开的。
And he will carry an air of arrogance.
我们在美国又不用当兵呢。
In the States, serving the military is only a choice.
在台湾哦，当兵是义务役啊。
Whereas it's an obligation in Taiwan.
我常常想，台湾那些阿兵哥哦，比美国的狗还要辛苦。
And I sometimes compare the soldiers in Taiwan to the dogs.
阿兵哥理光头，这里的狗还可以做美容。
In Taiwan, they have to cut all their hair, but here even the dogs can have.
所以我鼓励我们的年轻人哦，如果有苦吃的话，都吃苦没有关系的。
So it's good to encourage our youth to suffer.
原来少年富二真是好的。
It is good for a youth to suffer.
你想要成为大器吗？
Do you want to be an important person?
你想要成为神一个美好的工人吗？
Do you want to be a good worker of God?
你一定要经过这种煎熬的过程吗？
You must go through this training of suffering.
也许你们都认识一个很有名的社会上的人士叫卡耐基。Carnegie.
Perhaps you all know the person, the man Carnegie.
他写过人性的弱点、影响力的本质等等的书啊。
And he has written books such as The Weakness of Human Nature.
新闻记者访问他说：“你今天为什么成功呢？”
The news reporters asked him, "What made you successful?"
他说：“我之所以成功，是因为我们家小时候很穷。”
He said, "I'm successful because we have been poor."
常常早餐吃的不晓得中餐在哪里。
Sometimes after eating breakfast, we wouldn't know where lunch was.
所以我从小就告诉我自己，我一定要胜过贫穷。
So I told myself when I was a boy that I will overcome poverty.
第二点，我告诉我自己，无论我做什么事情，我虽然再辛苦，我一定要把那个事情做好。
Secondly, I told myself, no matter how difficult a task is, I must accomplish it.
所以，当他做一个纺织厂的工人的时候，他把他的工作做得最好。
When he was in a textile factory, he did the best job.
当他做邮差的时候，他尽量去背那个每个家庭的那个那个地址上面那个人的名字。
And as a mailman, he will remember the names of every household.
再苦他都要做。
He would overcome all difficulties.
因为他知道，如果把小事情做好，人家就会交托大事情给他做。
Because he knew that if he were to do small things successfully, he would be entrusted with important things.
所以他能够成功啊。
That's why he succeeded.
我们在美国，我们的环境真的很好。
In America, we are living in a very comfortable environment.
我们真的好像温室的花朵。
We're like the flowers in a greenhouse.
如果我们可以再 reprogram 我们的心灵，
If we can reprogram our hearts,
我相信约瑟是一个非常好的模式。
I believe we can use Joseph.
约瑟耐心等候神的时间、神的旨意、神的神美好的安排。
He waited patiently for God's perfect timing and arrangement.
在事工上面，这个 subroutine 啊，如果在事工上面我们可以 reprogram 的话。我们盼望我们能够以提摩太作为模式做我们的学习。
If we can reprogram ourselves in the subroutine of ministry, then I believe we can learn from Timothy.
服事本身是一种令人喜悦的事情。
Serving God itself is a very fulfilling task.
服事本身是一个非常有价值的事情。
our ministry is very rewarding.
最好的服事训练就是请你马上去做服事。
And the best way to train yourself to serve is to serve.
所以我们这里有个弟兄，他说 I don't believe in theory, I believe in working. 我觉得 很有道理。他不相信理论，他只相信你只要去做就好了。
The brother says that he doesn't believe in theories, he believes in doing it.
当一个年轻人在流血流汗之后，他犯了错误，他那个时候就会觉得很后悔，他会很容易的把他的错误改过来。
So when a person actually makes a mistake, he learns from his mistake.
所以我们不要害怕教会给你的托付。
So don't be intimidated by the responsibilities in church.
就如同保罗告诉提摩太的，不要叫人小看你年轻。
Just as Paul told Timothy, do not let anyone despise you of your youth.
最近我到斐济去。
I recently went to Fiji.
我看到 Australia 的工人啊，年轻的工人，一批一批的被送到南太平洋这个地方去做宣道的工作。
I saw how the young workers from Australia were sent one group after another to South Pacific.
他们两个两个出去敲那些土著的门，一边敲一边挖传单，一边做见证。
Two by two, they went out to knock on each door of the native people and testify to them.
我看他们做得很快乐。
I saw the joy while they were doing it.
一个医生工人啊，他本身职业是医生的，他还想说，也许他以后将来要搬到斐济去住啊。
There was someone who was a doctor who thought that he'll probably move to Fiji eventually to stay there.
所以您真的不要害怕自己为神服事那颗心。
So do not be afraid if you have the heart to serve God.
我小弟在神学院的一个同学，他之所以出来献身，就是因为他到非洲去工作了三次，他觉得那个工作实在是太有意义了。
I had a classmate in the seminary, and the reason he dedicated himself full time.Was because he went to Africa three times and he realized how rewarding it was.
小弟从小的一种成长过程当中，我生命当中觉得最有价值的一段时间，就是当我当儿童教员那段时间。
In my life, the most rewarding period was when I was an RE teacher.
当我看到小小生命的成长，我的喜乐是没有办法用其他言语来形容的。
When I saw how the brothers and sisters grew up in the spirit, I had choice, like words could not.
所以，请你参与服事的行列。
So I urge you to join the ministry.
就是我们如果可以再一次 program 我们的心灵的话。
If we can ever reprogram ourselves.
小弟想要以摩西、约瑟跟提摩太作为大家的榜样。
I like to.
作为大家的模式。
I ask you to use Moses, Joseph, and Timothy as your examples.
无论我们怎么样在自己的心灵，或是传道工人，或是我们的弟兄姐妹，如何在你的心灵做这个 program， 我们永远没有办法等于摩西，没有永远没有办法等于提摩太，或者是约瑟。
No matter how other people, such as the ministers or brothers and sisters in church, try to reprogram you, you can never be like Moses, Joseph, or Timothy.
但是当务之急，现在马上要做的就是我们期待的希望，真的耶稣基督成再次的成型在我们弟兄姐妹当中啊。
But now the most urgent task or goal is to have Jesus Christ form himself in us.
我们来看加拉太书四章十九节。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 4 verse 19.
加拉太书四章十九节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 19.
加拉太书四章十九节，我小子啊。我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。二十节，
托里，
我巴不得现今就在你们那里。这是保罗何等急切的话语。
These are the urgent words from Paul.
我们保罗宁愿再受生产之苦，让基督成形在信徒的心灵当中啊。
Paul was again in the pains of childbirth until Christ was formed in the believers.
神在摩西的心中。
God was in the heart of Moses.
神在约瑟的心中。
God was in Joseph's heart.
神也在提摩太的心中。
He was in Timothy.
盼望神也早日成形在我们的心中。
I hope that in the near future, Christ can form in you.
我们这是我们每位工人、每位弟兄姐妹应该努力追求的一个目标。
That is a goal that every brother and sister and worker of God must pursue.
这次我们将要有七八十个同龄跟我们在一起做学习。
We will have about 80 participants studying together.
这是我们很好的一个机会，来将耶稣基督存在我们心中的一个机会。
This is a wonderful opportunity for us to have Christ be formed in us.
我们要立志好好的学习。
We must determine to be serious about our study.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们也请大家一起来为这个事情代祷。
I'd like to ask brothers and sisters to please pray for this event.
您有时间也请您一起来参加。
And if you have time, please also participate.
请您不要把学员带回到家里面去，除非教会允许哦。
But without the permission of the counselors, do not bring your children.
我们希望我们的学员遵守最严格的纪律，做最专心的学习。
We want all the participants to go through the rigorous discipline and be focused.
那因为最近太多人报名了哈，我们的负责人跟我讲说，糟糕了，没地方可以睡了。
Because many people have signed up, so our board members told me that we are running out of place to stay.
所以我们就商量说，哎呀，现在在报名的都已经这么晚了哈，不收了。
So in the end, we decided not to accept late registrants after that point.
一个姐妹不刚好听到这个信息。
A sister heard about that.
怎么可以呢？
And she said, how can we do that?
我们再辛苦都要继续收他们下来。
No matter how hard we work, we should still welcome.
这是一个千载难逢的机会。
Because this is a very rare occasion.
主耶稣要在这里造就更多神的工人。
The Lord Jesus wants to bring up his workers.
他说他早早就在为这个 NYTS 祷告了。
He says he has been praying for this NYTS for a long time.
说你想想看，如果这八十多个人以后都成为主耶稣基督的小脚精兵。
Imagine.That if all these 80 people become the Christian soldiers,
人人都先到，人人都爱主。
If all of them are evangelizing and all of them love God,
那个力量是何等的浩大
！How powerful will that force?
我们的神将要得到何等的荣耀啊
！How much will our God be glorified?
我真的是很感动。
I was very moved by her comment.
我们真的有弟兄姐妹早早的就为我们祷告。
Many brothers and sisters have prayed for us.
我们真的很关怀我们年轻人的灵命。
Because we are concerned about the spirituality of
our youth. 所以让我们都愿意被改造。
So let us be willing to be reprogrammed.
愿神亲自改造您。
May God himself reprogram us.
愿神亲自成形在你我的心中。
May God himself be formed in your and my heart.
谢谢